Let's go through a practice problem of how you determine P and Q from the known genotypes of this hypothetical population of dingbats, and determine if this population is in Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium, or if something else is going on. This is a population with 10 individual dingbats. The blue is the dominant allele for, let's say, feather color, and the red is a recessive allele. So first off, how many alleles are in the population? Well, these dingbats are diploid, so there's two alleles in each individual. 2n, 2 times the population size, equals 20 total alleles. These are the allele combinations that determine individuals' phenotype, the color of the dingbat's feathers. The feathers of the homozygous dominant dingbats, genotype A1A1, are blue. The homozygous recessive dingbats, A2A2, are red. And the heterozygous dingbats, A1A2, are purple. What is the frequency, Q, of the recessive or red allele, A2? Well, you can see the alleles in this diagram here and count them. And if you count all the red alleles, there's 8 of them. So 8 out of 20 gives you 0.4. You don't have to bother to count the blue ones. Since there are only 2 alleles, the frequency P of the dominant allele, A1, is just 1 minus Q, or 0.6. But how can you arrive at these numbers just from looking at 3 genotypes? Well, if you look at this alternate equation, P is equal to 2 times the number of A1A1, or blue dingbats, since each blue dingbat has 2 A1 alleles, plus the number of heterozygous A1A2 dingbats, since each purple dingbat only has 1 A1 allele, divided by the total number of alleles. So P, the proportion of the A1 allele, is equal to 2 times 4 plus 4 divided by 20 equals 12 out of 20, or 0.6. Try to do this problem yourself so you make sure you understand how we got there.